Angela Merkel's Conservatives won Sunday's parliamentary elections in Germany, but they fell short of a historic absolute majority. Despite the Conservatives' strongest performance in a German national ballot for more than two decades, Merkel will face a tough challenge to form the next coalition, Stefan Boss reports.
Even the no-nonsense German Chancellor Angela Merkel was briefly tempted to dance at her party headquarters in Berlin. Supporters celebrated as initial results showed that her bloc, the Christian Democratic Union and the Christian Social Union, garnered just over 41% of the vote in Sunday's elections. The Chancellor realizes that she cannot continue with the Liberal Junior Coalition Party, which appeared just below the 5% needed to remain in parliament. Yet Merkel is pleased that the results appear to validate her policies and leadership style, as she has guided Germany through the Eurozone's economic crisis amid criticism that, ahead of the elections, she held back billions in unpopular bailout help to struggling European Union nations.
Wir werden gemeinsam auch in den nächsten vier Jahren alles dafür tun, dass es erfolgreich.
This is a super result, says Merkel. We will do all we can in the next 4 years together to make them successful years for Germany. It is too early to say how we will proceed, but today we should celebrate.
Das besprechen, wenn wir das endgültige Wahlergebnis kennen, aber feiern dürfen wir heute schon, denn wir haben's toll gemacht.
However, she will now face the tough task to build a workable coalition. Analysts say that despite their traditional rivalry, Merkel may form a so-called grand coalition with the center-left Social Democratic Party, the SPD, something she has done in the past. That isn't easy, as the SPD favors unpopular tax increases. Yet speaking to supporters in Berlin, the SPD's chancellor candidate, Pierre Steinbrück, did not rule out cooperating with Merkel's pro-business conservative.
Die Lage ist sehr unklar, deshalb wird die SPD.
The situation is unclear, so the SPD would be well advised not to speculate about how the government might look, says Steinbrück, whose party came in second with about a quarter of the vote. He adds, that ball is in Mrs. Merkel's court.
Sie muss sich eine Mehrheit besorgen.
One thing is sure, however, Angela Merkel is now on course to eclipse Britain's Margaret Thatcher as the EU's longest-serving female head of government. Her longevity in office would lag behind only Konrad Adenauer, the man who rebuilt Germany after World War II, and Helmut Kohl, Merkel's political mentor, who oversaw the reunification of West and East Germany. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos.